The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. Congratulations are in order to quarterback Alex Smith, who announced his retirement yesterday after 16 seasons in the league. In a video he posted to Instagram, Smith said, quote, "Even though I've got plenty of snaps left in me, after 16 years of giving this game everything I've got, I can't wait to see what else is possible." Smith returned to the field last year after 2 years away following a gruesome injury in 2018 that threatened not only his leg but also his life. After an infection and 17 surgeries, Smith earned the 2020 Comeback Player of the Year award in his final season. And personally, as a 49ers fan, I will always remember him for this moment in the playoffs against the Saints in 2011.
Smith in a gun with Gore in his left hip. Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking.
He's got it.
The post, and it's good. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. Vernon Davis with the play of his life. Alex Smith with the play of his life. And the 49ers are 9 seconds away from playing for the NFC Championship. Can you feel Candlestick?
Thanks to KMBR for the call there. Smith was a three-time Pro Bowler and known throughout the league as a great teammate. One of those former teammates is Frank Gore, who actually was drafted in the same class as Smith in 2005. He tweeted, quote, "Blessed to start this NFL journey with Alex Smith. Wishing you and the fam all the best." That is a nice thought by Gore, but it's also kind of a humble brag. Like, he's pointing out that they were drafted in the same year. And by the way, the running back in that group is still playing. Patrick Mahomes replaced Alex Smith in Kansas City, and he shared some good news yesterday.
I think I'm progressing well. I think I'm ahead of schedule myself. I mean, obviously, they're trying to be cautious and not push me out there too soon. But I'm doing what I can. I've gotten out of the boot finally. It took forever. And now I'm trying to get back on the field and get that stuff working. And so I'm sure they'll keep me along that same pathway to I can be able to hopefully do some stuff by the end of the offseason.
Kansas City isn't scheduled to begin practice as a group until late next month. They'll finish their offseason program in June, but regardless of whether Mahomes is on the field for that or not, the Chiefs expect their quarterback to be at full strength for the beginning of training camp in July. Let's get to some draft news now, as we are just 8 days away from that glorious event. North Dakota State University quarterback Trey Lance held his second pro day in Fargo yesterday, and not surprisingly, he looked big, he looked strong, and he looked fast. The workout was attended by the 49ers, Falcons, Patriots, and Broncos. More whispers from various corners of the NFL that say the Miami Dolphins may not be done moving around the draft board. Despite going from 3 overall to 12 and then back up again to number 6, Miami has talked to multiple teams about moving down again. Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald says a trade-down scenario is particularly likely if both Florida tight end Kyle Pitts and LSU wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase are off the board by the time the Dolphins are on the clock. Any move down would, of course, add to their impressive war chest of draft picks. They already have 2 picks in each of the first 3 rounds. Sources close to me tell me they will eventually have to use some of those selections. To Dallas we go, where the Cowboys currently sit at number 10 overall, but the key word there could be currently. Executive Vice President Stephen Jones told 105.3 The Fan yesterday, quote, "It's really just starting to pick up in terms of calls, and I think it will only pick up as we get closer to next Thursday." The Cowboys could stand to benefit big time if there is a run of quarterbacks at the top of the draft, as they'd likely have their pick of almost any non-quarterback in the entire class. If they do stay put, the pick would be the first top 10 selection for the franchise since they took Zeke Elliott in 2016. Unfortunately, we have to pivot now to some less positive news, and it has to do with former Dallas Cowboy and current Seattle Seahawk, Alden Smith. Travers Mackel of WDSU shared a notice from St. Bernard Parish Sheriff James Pullman stating that Smith is wanted for second-degree battery. He allegedly committed that battery during an incident at the French Press Coffee House in Chalmette, Louisiana. Mackel adds that law enforcement leaders say there is video evidence of the incident. Deshaun Watson's legal team has begun their defense against the civil charges brought against him, and they left no doubt as to what their strategy is going to be. Watson's lawyer Rusty Hardin released a lengthy statement yesterday. Here's the part I think summarizes their position well. Quote, "Today we answered the lawsuits filed against our client Deshaun Watson. Mr. Watson has been adamant that he did not engage in any improper conduct, and we strongly believe him. Therefore, the answer to the question of whether we are saying that all 22 plaintiffs are lying about the allegations of sexual misconduct by Mr. Watson is a resounding yes." Hardin went on to call the charges, quote, "an avalanche of false accusations," and pointed out that only two of the 22 lawsuits alleged forced sexual activity, which, of course, they deny. And finally, just so we don't end on that sour note, the Bengals revealed their new jerseys yesterday, even though pictures of them had leaked online months ago. I don't really know what to tell you about them. They are black and orange, and they have stripes. It's a podcast. What do you want from me? Google it. That's the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. If you haven't subscribed already, what are you doing? Take 5 seconds and do it now. You will not be disappointed. Drop us a rating and a review if you like what you hear. Stay tuned later today for the off-day debrief with myself and Brandon Lee Gowton of Bleeding Green Nation. We will be reacting to Alex Smith's retirement, the latest draft rumors, and a whole lot more. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.